This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Tasmanian right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved. Please get engaged. Please do something more than nothing. I would very much appreciate that for more than one reason. No, seriously, in all sincerity and honesty, I really do want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to really take your time and get informed on these issues that you can fight back on. We're going to need to. You know, the country should be well riled up enough, as they already are. I mean, I got to tell you something. 72% of the American populace aren't sure that Joey B can handle the violence that's happening right now. Let that sink in for a second. They're saying they're not sure he can protect us. That doesn't sound good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Stay on topic. I'll be one of those people that calls in and wants to go all over the place. You know, and I do appreciate your time with me, and I mean that quite sincerely. Let's hit some of these stories I needed to clean up, never got back around to. Lego wants your kids to play with trans Legos. Yeah. No. You heard me right. Trans Legos. This is the problem. You know, many of my older black friends, and for some of you who don't know, I mean, it doesn't make me a saint, but I spent 18 years, in a predominantly black church, and I'm not talking about the color of the ceiling. All right? I never felt unwanted there. And it wasn't just because it was a black community. It's because these people were taught well. They understood what the love of Christ. Yeah, there were incidents here and there, but you know what? You have that everywhere, and there are idiots in every group. So, you know, I went there for years. And again, you know, it wasn't, these things weren't discussed with the trans and the black and the white. No, it was teach the word of God, teach the love of Christ, and let that work. Really was all about. We didn't have to go around tippy-toeing on stuff. We could have real conversation. I love these guys. And that's why I love the conversations I have with Sonia and Zoe. And maybe that's the problem with some of you. I told you, the joke I love to tell. And but the area that I live in now is, you know, predominantly white, for lack of a better term, predominantly Caucasian. I had a bunch of guys who was in my men's group. I think it was 7 or 8 of them I took down into what used to be called South Central Los Angeles. And that's where I went to church, South Central Los Angeles. So we went down there, and it was a comedy night. It was a comedy, you know, what they call it? Gospel Comedy Slam is what it was called, right? And so they were there. The jokes were hilarious, but the jokes were aimed inward, just like you would see at an Italian event, or even, I don't know about a German event. I've never been to one that looks like people laugh a lot, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, come on, just a joke. Put your rocks down. Anyway, so they would tell you, and a friend of mine, as I like to say, my pasty white friend, leans over to me And he's like, Joe, you think it's okay if we laugh? Like, yes. It's called a gospel comedy slam, and if you don't laugh, they're going to think they're really bad. Matter of fact, they're going to think you're not laughing because you're white. He looked horrified. He's like, no, dude, come on. Relax. We're at a comedy show. Laugh. It's okay. And that's the point they've driven us to. We're afraid to do, say, say or do anything like that. So Lego now wants your kid to play with trans Lego people. So now they're gonna get you to understand transgenderism by having colored Legos. Come on, let that sink in. How does this make sense? You guys in the chat room are sad. Legos has released an LGBTQ-themed Lego set called Everyone is Awesome. Well, guess what? Everyone is not awesome. There are jerks everywhere. There are people that don't do the job right everywhere. There are haters in some places. There are racists in some places. Well, they have models that look like drag queens, people who identify as transgender, and people of all colors. Because I know when I was a kid, I really felt bad that they didn't have Legos that promoted all colors and all walks of life, even though I didn't even know what it meant. You know, I got a conversation with somebody the other day, and it's hard to do it in a 1 hour show, but here's the deal. We were talking about the drag queens. And the guy says to me, well, you have a problem with drag queens because you're a Christian. I said, no, I have a problem with the drag queens because of what they're teaching the kids. And it even has nothing to do with the way they dress. The things that they're saying, the way they're dancing, the sexual innuendos, in grade school, it's not called for and it's wrong. Now, if Frankie wants to show up with his drag queen garb and put it on and say, this is what I do for a living, this is a job that I do, because I'll tell you what, I don't know many drag queens, all right? I don't go to those kind of shows. I don't, frequent those places. But I know people who do. And even some drag queens in the past that I've known, and they tell me the same thing. Look, to me it's acting, and I make good money at it. I'm a capitalist. Let's make the good money. I'm good with that. But don't shove it down the kids' throats. Make it bigger than what it is. We're going to talk more about the Lego going LGBTQ when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. This is Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Look, I'm going to put a call out on national radio and on that big web interweb thingy. Hey, some of you know that Xander Gibbs is a regular guest on the show, and Xander and I have we've become friends over the years. And I've been trying to get in touch with him for a week now. He hasn't posted anything, and I know some of you who listen to the show are good friends with him as well. So if you have a way to reach him, I'm not telling anyone who's trying to get a hold of him. Just tell some of these people. You know, tell him that there's people that care about him, that are looking for him, and if he's on vacation, then don't respond. But if he's not, let us know he's doing well and he's doing okay. I would love to know that he's doing fine. Anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855 732 563. You know, like I say, if you're tuning into this show, you know you're going to get some of the craziest stories. And we all make them up as we go. I remember a certain young lady that we had on the show every Monday. We were having Millennial Mondays. And it was quite interesting to hear her point of view on stuff. And a lot of times when she first came on the show, she would say, "You're making this stuff up. This stuff isn't true." Well, she came to find out it was true and was appalled herself at the way her generation and others were acting. So back to Legos becoming woke. Now they're releasing a whole set of LGBTQ-themed Lego sets called Everyone is Awesome, with models made to look like drag queens, people who identify as transgender, and more. The new set, which will be released on June 1st to celebrate Pride Month, will cost $34.99. Now, I was one of the lucky ones who was able to come out, the writer said, and had people there to support me. I don't want you to think it was me. But there are so many that face so much discrimination, hate, or violence. This is set designer and Vice President Matthew Ashton. "We've made sure to include black and brown colors to represent the broad diversity of everyone within the LGBTQIA community. We've also added the pale blue, white, and pink to support and embrace the trans community." Listen, pale blue, white, and pink to support and embrace the trans community as well. "I purposely put the purple drag queen in as a clear nod to the fabulous side of the LGBTQIA community." I mean, again, I'm trying to figure this out. Why do you have to go down this direction? Why do you have to bring all this stuff into the home? Let the parents do what they're going to do. If they want this, they can go to other places. They can get these toys other places. They can talk to the kids about this first. Seriously. This is, I know somebody will take it the wrong way, but you know, I've gotten to the point now where I realize not everybody is going to understand what you're saying and they're going to be mad at you. So what? You can't fix it. I'm not going to try. "We want to include everybody, no matter how young or old and what gender you are. Legos is for everybody," Ashton said. Well, apparently not. I mean, seriously, if you think about it. Because if when you talk about the world of the LGBTQIA world, we're not accepted. The white Christian guy is not accepted. It's a true statement, and you can't get around it. Anything that we say, any comment that we make, is going to be taken as homophobic in any way, shape, manner, or form. The Lego group said that its commitment to building a diverse and inclusive work. Listen, here's what I've never understood. Lincoln Logs, those erector sets, the Legos. I mean, there's all kinds of these little building block, building type of things out there, right? Why do they have to be color and or gender and or sexual orientation specific? Legos, sexual orientation. Why? See, this is where I have to agree with some of my right-wing crazy friends and say, what's the agenda? What are you looking to do? Because in all understanding fairness and reality, nobody is sitting there putting building blocks together thinking, how do I make sure that I include a transgender person? What in Lego says I hate transgenders? What in Lego says I like white people more? The creativity, I see my grandchildren and the little nieces and nephews, not nieces and nephews, but the other kids around, when they're building Legos, they're just being creative no matter what color they are, no matter how old they are. I can think of in the past when I used to sit there, I'm reading something or doing something, the kids are playing with the Legos or playing with the blocks. I may reach over and grab a handful. You're just creating something out of nothing. It has nothing to do with color, nothing to do with sexual orientation, nothing to do with any of that. And yet somehow there's this mindset that if we include it in everything we do, what next? Breakfast foods? Am I going to have multicolored eggs? When I get my pancakes, do they have stripes of colors on them? Is the butter not going to be white or yellow anymore? Please let me know now so I know. This is, again, this is how crazy this is getting. I don't hang with people who hate, I mean, who hate the LGBTQ community. I don't hang with people that hate colors of skins or will specifically call out colors as being less intelligent, less coordinated. And it's no different when, you know, come on, the old stereotype, right? Black folks can run faster. I don't hang with those people either. We don't go out looking for this stuff. But it's funny how the other side feels like they have to pound away to make sure that we understand that diversity of color is tied to the transgender community. I mean, does this make sense to anybody? I mean, maybe I'm just so ignorant, so illiterate, so undereducated that I just can't get it. Right? Maybe that's it. And to the cereal situation, which I love. I just think this is hilarious. Together we can do so much more. Right. Because I'm sure that in real life, the tiger and the parrot would get along just fine. Especially if the parrot was between the teeth of the tiger. That would be just great. We're talking breakfast cereal. Hello? Anybody home? So they're going to make multicolored breakfast cereal to show how we know. This is how foolish you people are. They're going to make multicolored breakfast cereal because you're going to buy more of it. You're going to spend more. You watch. You're going to spend more money on it. That's why they're doing it. They don't care about you. It's no different than what you heard the first hour when we're talking about Hollywood. They don't care about diversity. They never have. They care about the dollar. 855 Real Joe. 855 Show. Hey, if you got a different viewpoint or opinion, let me know. Joe Mazzini, your host. Not going far. Come on back.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares where it's not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members past and present in a pre-Memorial Day, address.
You make up 1% of the population. You defend 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley-Eustis. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
The Real Title, GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the cereal has gone woke, too, now. Somebody's talking about, I can't eat Captain Crunch. Rips up the roof of my mouth. I can't eat anything else for 2 days. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. Be part of the solution. So now you know, Lego is woke, Kellogg's is woke, and they want your money. They want your money. If they cared about this stuff, truly, honestly cared about this stuff before, they would have had it in place. They would have been dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. So it's not true. It's just great marketing. But what is true is Obama thought the Tea Party people were racist. I should have brought this up with Sonia. God, I'm dull sometimes. Tea Party were racist mother blankers. That's right. See, isn't it funny? When President Trump got caught on tape talking like that, oh, nasty man, nasty man. Can't believe you people look up to him. The Obamas got away with this all the time. President Obama called the members of the Tea Party racist blankers, according to a forthcoming book. The book's called Battle for the Soul, Inside the Democrats' Campaign to Defeat Trump. Obama's a professional race agitator. Come on. He teach a class. Right? He was a community organizer. He reportedly made the comments after 2017 Obama Foundation holiday party. Just amazing. Edward Isaac DeVore, I guess he is he's an author. He writes that the remark came when his staff asked how it felt to be made out as an anti-capitalist by the Republicans, despite the fact that he had previously worked with the big banks and corporate leaders. Obama gave a long, like you know how he does, right? You get that long-winded answer where he just, you know, reasoned everything away and what his reasoning for as to why and why not. As for the Tea Party, he said, well, They were just a bunch of racist mother blankers. Now, some of you remember the Tea Party sprouted back in like 2009. Right? It was at the time focused on undoing Obamacare and enacting conservative fiscal policies. Because they thought, as I do, that Obamacare as a whole was nothing more than a move towards socialism. See, I don't buy because it grew up in a poor area. So when you tell me that medical services aren't available for every American, you're lying. They are. Here's the thing. You got to get off the couch. You got to get away from the phone. You got to get away from the video games. You got to go hunt it out and take care of it. And we won't do that. The book quotes Obama referring to Trump as an effing lunatic and saying that the right-wing Tea Party movement was comprised of racist mother blankers. Barack is an evil man who made good on his promise to fundamentally transform the United States and set us on a disastrous path towards socialism. That's a quote from Todd Starnes. The cold, hard reality is that this man hated America. He hated our founding documents. He hated the idea that America was truly the most exceptional nation on the planet. I believe that. I do not believe that Barack Obama loved this country. I believe that Barack Obama thought that he needed to make this country something it wasn't, where his ideology felt is exactly where we needed to be. I love that when people get into these offices, they think they know more than everybody else. I mean, just amazing. You know, most people, when they went to his first inauguration, and I remember I went to a mostly black church when he got elected, or just before he got, just before he got elected. The excitement was not around how smart he was. And I don't think he's a dumb guy at all. That's a story for another show. But the excitement is like the excitement for everything else these days. Oh my God, we're finally going to get a black president. Really? So that's a reason to vote for somebody. We're finally going to get a black president. And they had the audacity to make fun of Trump for not being involved in politics or understanding it or being, you know, in an elected position. Obama was in an elected position, but look at his voting record. Look at what he did. He did next to nothing. He was elected. People were excited because it was a black man. And half black at that. So, and yet, isn't it funny, when it comes to Democrats, when you're talking about a black Democrat running for office or doing something, they're praised just praised because it's such a great thing, and look what we have, and look what we have to offer, and look, we're holding up black people, we're promoting black people, right? But we get people like Tim Scott, Clarence Thomas, we've written down a whole list of people. And somehow they're Uncle Toms. They're idiots. They're morons. They're uneducated. The heck is that all about? Anyhow. And everything that this country stood for, Obama didn't like. Went on his apology tour. Talked about the colonialism that we helped to instill. This guy talked the Constitution, doesn't know anything about it to speak of. Not in depth, maybe shallow. From a shallow standpoint, yeah, not in depth. If you ever read Todd Starnes' book, Cultural Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, you'll see where Todd Starnes exposes Obama's plan. He wants to destroy religious liberty and take away all traditional American values, or at least squelch them, to make them go away. We are not the fighters we were 200 plus years ago. Many of us don't have, I won't say us, no, many of you don't have it in you. Seriously. I've got a biblical citizenship class that I'm, through Patriot Academy, that I'm giving in my area. And the beauty behind this is I've had Christians say, who are rah-rah Constitution, who are rah-rah fighting for this country, that will say 6 weeks is too much of a commitment. Or 8 weeks, I'm sorry. Too much. 90 minutes every Saturday. Too much of a commitment to make. Are we for real? Just saying. Are we for real? Can you imagine our founding fathers sitting around the table going, okay, guys, Georgie, how long is it going to take you to beat the British? How long? You think this is going to take like 2 years? Yeah, that's too long. Can't do that. Can you see that going down? I mean, it's really amazing to me. Anyway, it gives you an idea how they really thought inside. And how now it's real, I mean, truly, honestly, bubbling up to the point where they can't control themselves anymore. So I was going to hesitate to do this at first, but then I decided, why not? Or maybe I'll hold it for the next hour. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold it for the next hour. There's a lot of people that tease you like that. Anyway. Did you guys see the video that the man was banned from his daughter's graduation after criticizing the school's anti-white training? Right now, they're getting to the point now where they're punishing us, again, for speaking out, for speaking to what we believe to be is not truth. Right? I don't want to call it lies because that's what it is. And this is not the first place this is happening. You've got people that are criticizing this anti-white training at schools everywhere. Parents are coming out. Black parents are coming out. Not just parents. Black parents are coming out and speaking out against this. It's got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if you parents keep doing this. You keep getting in front of these boards. You keep making these noises. Otherwise, they're going to walk all over your kids. I've seen it. I've seen it in my position. They're going to walk all over these kids, take advantage of these kids. There's nothing you're going to do about it because you're going to let it go too long. Is that really where you want to be? Is that really where you want to be? Come and see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And I mean a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Yeah. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. I'm Joe Messina. Stuff freezes in front of me. I don't know what to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. If you want to sign up for the email blast, it's really simple to do. Just simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And right there, you know, you'll get a notice that we're coming on the air. I don't do it every night. Again, I don't like to be a pest. I don't like to make people crazy. Same thing with our email blasts. We put them out once a week. We don't beat our brains out with those either. Or we don't beat your brains out with them. Let's put it that way. A lot of crazy stories. You know, I decided next hour we're going to talk about, some of you have been listening for a while know that there was a lawsuit, an ongoing lawsuit for quite some time with Katie Hill, myself, and Jennifer Van Laar. Well, that has been 99.5% settled. And I always say that because until I actually see the paper with the judge's signature on it, it's not done. But Harmy Dillon was our counsel. And I got to tell you, I would never want to be on the other side of her. Fantastic job. They know what they're doing. They were professionals, laid it all out so we knew. We understood what was going down. And it was great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5564. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Have you guys heard about the teacher that was put on leave after wearing a Trump mask on the anniversary of George Floyd's death? Now, I'm going to sound insensitive, but I want to get legalistic, specific. Public school teacher in Minneapolis has been put on leave for wearing a Trump face mask on the anniversary of the death of George Floyd. Station reported that allegedly took place at an elementary school. Now, the Minneapolis Public Schools issued a lengthy statement. Recently, allegations have been raised about a teacher wearing a Trump mask on the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. Remember, this isn't me. I'm reading through the article. We take these allegations and their impact on our students very seriously. MPS is investigating a complaint related to the allegation that the teacher's on leave. We want to be clear. Every student in our school deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. District added that creating a welcome, affirming culture is part of our ongoing work. You know, what's really funny about all this is, have any of these administrators thought about the fact that some of these kids have police officers for dads and moms? It's exactly what we were talking about in the last hour. Right? When it comes to the black-on-white thing, white-on-black, any of that stuff. Think past who's sitting in that class. The district added, creating a welcoming, affirming culture is part of our ongoing work at the school district. Now, Todd Starnes pointed out that the teacher, in an attempt to protect the children from the China virus, wore a face mask that happened to be emblazoned with the Trump name on it. Now, I don't agree with Todd from a standpoint of he just happened to put it on. I don't think he did it to get fired. I don't think he did it to rile up kids. I just think he did it because he could wear the mask, have the kids ask questions. If he had a BLM mask on, you think he'd be in the same trouble? You think they'd come after him the same way? They would have never left it happen. BLM would have never let it happen. Be honest about it. The never-ending saga with this. With a group that has been nowhere to save black people. Nowhere to save black people. Where have you heard them showing up with their battery of lawyers? With their $1 billion that they've now received? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, again, it's what I always say to people. Seriously. You got to look at what's going on. Take a slow look around. Where's the money coming from? Who's doing what? Who is it benefiting for real? Make a decision from that. The original reasons they were formed, you know, the... I hate when this happens to me. All right, there you go. Come back. Right, the reason that BLM was formed, you really can't take issue with. You know, to protect certain communities and make sure certain things get out there, certain information get out there to help protect the black community. Trump was on board with that. Trump wasn't against that. They weren't against him. He had some of the highest, he had the highest support from the black community of any Republican before him, with the exception, I think, of Ronald Reagan. Tell me if I'm wrong there in the chat room. You're a lot smarter than I am. Right? Public school teacher in Minneapolis. You know, this should not be a big deal. He had a lot of support in Minneapolis. Oh, I forgot. It's the educators. The educators are the one that give you the hard time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's do it that way. Check out just check it out. The education system in this country, they are winding up. Not that they haven't already been there. But they are winding up now. To the point where you're not going to have much of a say in these schools unless you take back not just the school boards, the local counties, right? The local cities, counties, that kind of stuff. your local health and human services type of committee, state-run committees. And it's one of the, you know, Governor Newsom has come out and said that on the 15th of June, he will open up the state. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to wear the mask? Fine. You don't want to wear the mask? That's fine, too. Now, what he's done again, though, is he's lifted restrictions and put them, he's lifted restrictions and he's allowing the county health departments decide what to do and not do. In some cases, the county has decided they're not going to change anything here in the Los Angeles County. Some of the other counties are going to change very little here in California. You have the county sheriff going after the county CDC, going after the, you know, the county supervisors. It's a real mess. And, you know, all this money in and out of court, it's your money, it's my money. Not that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys saw this. You know, I used to be a regular on Newsmax. Fairly regular on CNN. Even did Newsmax a couple times. And CNN was known for, has been known to, doctor up tapes, leave stuff out, cut stuff up. And recently, Ellen Dershowitz has decided to sue Newsmax for misleading thousands and thousands of people with a cleverly, I have to give him credit, cleverly edited CNN video. And it was misleading. Basically, they made it look like what he said in the video is that the president was above the law. He didn't use those words, but laying things out, that's one thing one could have come away with if you saw the video. Now, Dershowitz, thank God, somebody had a full copy of the video. And is going to be able to show the judge that it was cleverly doctored and put together to make it look like Dershowitz was saying that the president could never do anything wrong. He could never do anything illegal. Not what he was saying at all. He said, they simply distorted my words. The judge looked at it. He said, no, they don't get the benefit of the fair reporting privilege. Their reporting was unfair. They didn't accurately reflect what I said. And I'm going to be able to prove it. I'm going to prove they did it deliberately. That's the problem. It's the same problem that I have with the Katie Hills of the world. I could sue her, but I wouldn't get anywhere. The reason I wouldn't get anywhere is what you have to prove, as in these cases go, you have to prove that she knew that the case was brought fraudulently, if you would, that she didn't have enough evidence, that she didn't have what she needed to bring the case to begin with, hoping maybe that we would bow down, back off, give in early. No. I don't think any of you should, but no is the short answer. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dershowitz openly said that they doctored the tape, made sure it would mislead the public against him. They distorted his words. He also went on to add that two commentators came up and Dershowitz said a president can do whatever he wants, including committing crimes. He could be like Hitler or Stalin. And they did use those words. Now, Dershowitz says that they patently knew this was false. They knew it. And yet, they ran with it. Because they figured they're going to hide behind their money. They're going to hide behind the idea that they're CNN. What are you going to do about it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, we're going to talk about the Katie Hill case in the next hour. Enjoy. Seriously, you will. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.